Blog Talk Radio.
It's time to start.
Welcome to The Balance, the only sports talk show that gives a well-balanced diet of sports. Host Tom Marquez and the gang are ready to break down this week in sports. This is the one place where fanatics can come together and talk about their favorite teams. The Balance brings you an analytical breakdown of sports from a fan's point of view. So sit back and get ready. It's time for The Balance.
Today's consumer spends 1.4 times as many hours using social networking sites than reading and responding to email. Marquee Solutions works with your company to build a solid social strategy. They are with
you. Give me five, give me that which I desire.
All right, my minions. Hey, it's Sunday. What can I say? You know, here's the thing, guys. I have to admit, I don't very rarely do I am I allowed to touch the board here at the Balance Studios. I want to thank my team. They always do a great job. Our social media director, Michelle, typically handles this show on Sunday afternoon and handles all the other stuff in between. And well, she's in San Diego. Well, she's on a plane to San Diego. I hope she's having a safe flight. So, guys, you're stuck with me today on Sunday afternoon. And I don't know how to work the board. No, hey, guys, I tell you what, it is Sunday. My name is Tom Marquez, El Presidente. My minions, as you know, it is time for some radio speed talk. And I tell you what, we've got a great lineup here coming up right next with the guys from Radio Speed Talk. Of course, Pete, Cliff, and Kenny will be on board to be talking about everything that goes fast and as fast as they can do. It's the fastest hour in radio, I can assure you of that, no matter what anybody else tells you. Well, guys, we're getting geared up for a very big race right here in Indianapolis, Indiana. Of course, we're talking about the Brickyard. That's right, the granddaddy. Well, not really the granddaddy of them all, but we're going to call it that because it's such a big race here in Indianapolis. It is the Crown Royal 400. Curtis Sheffer. I'm sorry about that. 400 here in Indianapolis. Obviously, a lot going on here. And so, yeah, you know, I'm not used to the guy behind the board here on Sunday afternoon. So I'm realizing that there's a lot more to this job than I let on. Oh yeah, I can handle it. I can handle it, Michelle. You need to be back here. I need you taking care of this. Hey, but that's okay, guys. You know what? Hey, I am here, man. I am here. It's, of course, it's been the Crown Royal. Name your hero here. Obviously, we've named the hero here, and so you know it's Curtis Shaver, by the way, and it's an exciting time here in Indianapolis, and I can't even speak yet. But anyway, the guys from Radio Speed Talk is standing by here, and yeah, Michelle just sent me a text that California, here I come. She's been laid over in Dallas. And I said, well, hey, if you're there in Dallas, you know what? You've got the ability. You've got internet. You can connect. But guys, no, in all seriousness, I tell you what, today's going to be a good day for racing. You know what? Yesterday, I was all geared up, and as some of you know, here in the Indianapolis market, we said, hey, meet us all over at Sidelines in Avon and watch the nationwide race, blah, 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 tweeted it all out. Yeah, it wasn't until today, and I'm thinking, why in the world is this race on Sunday? Well, you know why? Because they're taking the weekend off, because next week is in Indianapolis. So they're going to just run the nationwide race. So the nationwide race gets to run today on Sunday. That's right. So there you go. Now you have it. Chicagoland today. Obviously, Danica looking to make a good win. Wouldn't it be something if she won on the weekend before Indianapolis, that's for sure. And as you can tell, I'm just totally prepared. Did all my show prep for the show. So, hey, you know, bear with me, guys. Bear with me. You know, hey, what do you want me to do? I know, it's crazy, huh? It's crazy, huh? Well, hey, I tell you what, though. In all seriousness, guys, make sure you follow us on Twitter, ProIndy, T-Balance. And also make sure that you are following us on Facebook, The Balance in Indianapolis. IndyProSports.com. I am totally unprepared for this. Normally, I have an intro that I run here on Sunday morning, and I'm just actually doing this live, doing it by the nutsack, as they say. What? I'm just saying. Oh, but hey, guys, Saturday morning. This next Saturday is going to be a huge show. We're going to be out at Indianapolis Motor Speedway. We're gearing up for the Crown Royal Curtis Shaver 400 at the Brickyard. I promise you, we got all kinds of guests lined up. Got a lot of fun guests lined up. And I promise you, El Presidente will be back to his normal self. That's for sure, guys. Well, hey, you didn't tune in on Sunday afternoon to listen to me. You tuned in to listen to Radio Speed Talk. Here they are. We'll see you guys on Saturday. Hey, enjoy your weekend. Remember, don't drink and drive. It isn't cool.
I just got three things to say. God bless our troops. God bless America. And gentlemen, start your...
Wow! It's time for Speed Talk. With host Cliff Tanner.
You have a beautiful speaking voice.
I'm special and you're not.
And Pete LaFuchsia.
I may be weird, but I'm not stupid. Or am I?
You're not a freak, and I won't let you think that about yourself.
Why can't you support my gibberish?
From AMA to IRL and NHRA.
Sorry, gentlemen, I am not a fan of that.
Even NASCAR.
Ooh, I'm ready for NASCAR.
If it has an engine and goes fast, they talk about it.
This is the show for you.
We have done things that some folks don't even know about.
Great in-person interviews and giveaways.
Incredible talent, incredible variety, like never seen on any other show before.
Along with the ride, as always, is Kenny Bard.
He's our Joe Biden.
Ryan Newman looking for his first checkered flag since the 2008 Daytona 500.
Hello, Newman!
It's Newman at the line!
Yes, sir, baby!
All right!
Danica, we saw what happened in the pit. You didn't get a chance to talk to Ryan on the track. You were pulled away. What do you want to tell him?
Probably best I didn't get down there anyway, isn't it?
Go on, cry home to your mama. She waiting for you.
Through the final two quarters, J.R. Hildebrand. Careful of traffic. He's got to get around the left traffic. What a gear now!
He hit the wall!
You can always visit the gang at RadioSpeedTalk.com.
We're racing for the big money, and we're racing for points, and we're racing for the all-inclusive NHRA Full Throttle World Championship, which is just huge in itself.
Okay, I'm not sure what that first part meant, but that last bit was
pure evil.
I was driving around the racetrack, driving with my knee, looking out the window at the fans and waving at them, and when I turned to look back, I ran head-on in the wall and destroyed my car to start finish line. That was embarrassing.
Well, I was born to a racer, grew up around racing.
I am truly jealous.
And now, here are the hosts of Speed Talk.
This romance just got interesting.
Incredible talent, incredible variety, like never seen on any other show before. You people are amazing.
Cliff Tanner and Pete LaFuchsia.
Thank you, Rod Tanner. Welcome, junkies. Hang on. We are going to have to go fast today. We got a lot of good people coming up. We got Tony Schumacher, Mike Neff, Larry McReynolds, and also Jason McCullough from our good buddies at the United States Lawnmower Racing Association. There's a Huntington Disease Memorial is coming up. Man, guys, I'll tell you, it was fun. We all got to go to the NHRA Finals over there in Norwalk, Ohio. The Summit Racing Equipment, NHRA Nationals. And I got Kenny Barr with me on the left.
I just got three things to say. God bless our troops. God bless America. And gentlemen, start your engine!
Wow!
It's time for Speed Talk. With host Cliff Tanner.
You have a beautiful speaking voice.
I'm special and you're not.
And Pete LaFuchsia.
I may be weird, but I'm not stupid. Or am I?
You're not a freak, and I won't let you think that about yourself.
Why can't you deport my gibberish?
From AMA to IRL and NHRA.
Sorry, gentlemen, I am not a fan of that.
Even NASCAR.
Ooh,
I'm ready for NASCAR.
If it has an engine and goes fast, they talk about it.
This is the show for you.
We have done things that some folks don't even know about.
Great in-person interviews and giveaways.
Incredible talent, incredible variety, like never seen on any other show before.
Along with the ride, as always, is Kenny Barr.
He's our Joe Biden.
Ryan Newman looking for his first checkered flag since the 2008 Daytona 500.
Hello, Newman! Newman. It's Newman at the line!
We saw what happened in the pit. You didn't get a chance to talk to Ryan on the track. You were pulled away. What do you want to tell him?
Probably best setting it down there anyway, isn't it?
Go on, cry home to your mama. She waiting for you.
Through the final two corners, J.R. Hildebrand. Careful of traffic. He's got to get around the left. Traffic. What a gear.
You can always visit the gang at RadioSpeedTalk.com.
We're racing for the big money, and we're racing for points, and we're racing for the all-inclusive NHRA Full Throttle World Championship, which is just huge in itself.
Okay, I'm not sure what that first part meant, but that last bit was
pure evil.
I was driving around the racetrack, driving with my knee, looking out the window at the fans and waving at them. And when I turned to look back, I ran head-on in the wall and destroyed my car to start finish line. That was embarrassing.
Well,
I was born a racer, grew up around racing.
I am truly jealous.
And now here are the hosts of Speed Talk.
This romance just got interesting.
Incredible talent, incredible variety, like never seen on any other show before. You people are amazing.
Cliff Tanner and Pete LaFuchsia.
Thank you, Rod Tanner. Welcome, Junkies. Man, we are back again. Kenny Barr, Pete LaFuchsia with me, and my grandson Mark Wander came along, and he got too scared to do predictions, but hey, what? Who cares? So this is what Tanner, wow.
He didn't get scared. He'd probably out-predict all of us.
He probably would, but he was looking at us like we were nuts when you find out how much we're predicting, which we'll talk about later on.
So, I mean, look at the predictions in the past. People that don't know anything about that just pick tend to do as good or better than us.
Yeah,
when we had the guys from Shepherd's House.
I'm going to quit guessing. I'm going to start guessing again. I keep thinking, and I keep going backwards.
Well, see, and that's what I've been doing all year, thinking. I've been overthinking the whole thing, and that's just the way it goes. But we'll talk about that later on in the show.
I think I'll just leave when that segment starts. I'll give my headphones to your grandson.
Yeah?
Yeah, he can read my
picks. Are you taking your ball and going home?
No, I'll stay here. I just don't want to play. Anyway.
Well, we'll get to that later on in the show.
Okay.
But we're going to have Scott Smith with Lucas Oil Raceway.
And the NHRA.
And the NHRA. But we're going to be talking about the upcoming ARCA race, which I'm still bewildered by this, the Messina Wildlife Animal Stopper 200. Hey, we'll talk about that later also. But a lot of stuff going on. Obviously, we've got the A.J. Allmendinger and some moves and NASCAR going on right now, and you kind of get the thoughts from the guys. Is what I want to do is, where is Matt Kenseth going to land?
We'll talk about that. Yeah, silly season started way too early already.
It did. You know what? It's done that the last couple of years because last year it was Carl Edwards.
Yeah.
Well, wasn't it, Carl, just about a week or two before Brickyard, and then we heard all the drama until about the end of August, just before the chase?
No. It was started long before that. It was around the Brickyard that he signed the extension.
Oh, okay.
So, but, yeah, a lot of stuff going on, but let's talk a little bit about racing. Obviously, we only had two races. Everybody took the week off, and now NASCAR takes off next week. Get ready for the Brickyard.
We would have had three.
Whatever it's called this week.
We would have had three, but Kenny and I didn't see it right.
Yeah, we messed up and didn't get
the nationwide
race in there. But, let's talk about Iowa. I mean, Peters has been pretty good, staying in the top five, top ten almost all year long. He finally pulls off a win, and it was at the last minute. I mean, because he didn't really do anything. Two laps to go, he takes the lead. So, you know, they always say you've got 200 laps, but the most important is what, Kenny?
The last one, baby. You bet.
How many guys have won big time races and only led the last 20, 30 feet? I mean, there's great Indy 500s.
There's a lot of
some
them.
Great. I mean,
there's a lot of them. We'd sit back and go. That'd be an interesting thing to Google. Hint, hint, Pete. Yeah, but
you mean right now or look it up for another day?
Yeah, whatever. But yeah, there's been a bunch of races that have won by, you know, less than a car length.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Well, no, not less, but I mean, in other words, the only part of the race they led was that last 100.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I was going
to
say,
remember right, Kevin Harvick did it to Mark Martin just about to win his first Daytona 500.
Oh, yeah. So. I was going to say Newman winning the Daytona 500 in 08 was just, he didn't take the lead until turn four, and he hadn't led anything.
Well, I'll tell you what, man, when I was sitting there watching the New Hampshire race in the sprint, I thought for sure, and it was shocked, but I thought for sure we was going to see one of them finishes, Kenny. And I'm telling you, let's talk about that a little bit. I mean, here you got Denny Hamlin, been dominating all day long, and Kyle Busch was been dominating too, but he had two pit mistakes that he ended up 30th one time and 20th another, had to fight his way through. But yeah, I know that's what you're thinking. But Denny Hamlin dominates the race. Goes in with just a few short laps to go. I can't remember what it was. He goes out first. He said, his crew chief, Darren Grubb, asked him what he needed. He said tires. So prior to that, supposedly, Hamlin had said he only wanted a two-tire change instead of four tires. So he goes in, and Grubb says four tires. Cost him the lead, obviously. Went all the way back to 13th, drove himself up. Halfway through the second lap, he slips. I think he would have caught that man because he still drove that car like it was a rocket. So communication, man.
Yep.
What would you, if you were a crew chief sitting there and you said, I need tires, and not knowing, pretend like you don't know what really happened, but I mean, if you're sitting there, because you're on a crew, mm-hmm. you know, in racing, what would you think if your driver said, I need tires?
If I got a choice between two and four and I got time to get four, I'd take four every time.
Okay.
Very rarely would I take two unless I'm 30th and I need to get into track position in the top 10, then I might take two and hope for a caution so I can get four later. Dale Earnhardt was famous for it. Four. Just give me four. They got the money. They're only $425 a piece. Somebody else is footing the bill. Four Mr. Feelgoods every time.
You know, it's funny you say that because, you know, they talked to Larry McReynolds about that because he said the great, you know, late great Dale Earnhardt Sr. would always come in and he said, even though I would say we're going to put on two, he says, nope, I ain't leaving until we get four. And the guy asked him, he said, and what did you do? He said, we put on four tires.
You betcha.
Because he's the one driving. I'm just crew chiefing. But, you know, unfortunately, it was a sad mistake. But, man, I mean, he still drove from 13th with less than 20 laps to go.
To second. Yeah.
And he was gaining on Casey Kane, who won. Congratulations to him. And you know, he's coming on strong. I'm telling you what. Look out for him in the championship. But it just kind of amazed me how well he could drive that car. And, you know, they always talk about cheating and stuff like that, you know, but well, how can a car be that much dominating more so than another car? Because you look at the Hendricks boys for the first half of the race, they were in the top five, all four of them.
Well, they're just nights when you hit the combination just right, you get the balance right and everything. I mean, last year we were down at the Kroger Fest race, Keselowski won, but he only led the last like 10 or 12 laps because Steinhaus or somebody just went out and disappeared and hid from everybody. But it just takes one bad tire or one bad bump or something dumb. You could lead 198 laps, and if you get a flat tire, well, look, it happened to Earnhardt hitting a pigeon or a seagull or whatever. It was some sort of big bird went poof all over the front of his car one year. He cut a tire another year down to Daytona. It's just, that's why you race 200 laps instead of 199, and then you never give up. You never. This reminds you of a story. Heck, when I was 17 running the street stock, I won a mid-season championship feature, and I was fifth going into the third corner. The guy in fourth nailed the guy in third. He spun, tagged the guy in second, and the guy in first this car quit running or something. He just kind of bailed off. And I just went through the traffic and picked me up an extra. Oh, I paid all of about $5 or $10 more that way back then. But that was my first feature win, and it was just a fluke because we were running in a train all night long.
Yeah, God does. We know that happens. Look at the Daytona with Richard Petty winning in the famous Allison Yarborough fight.
Oh,
so.
Yeah. Yep. Or when Pearson limped to the line faster than Petty limped to the line back in whatever year it was. They had the big old crash there coming through.
So what does a crew chief feel like, man, when he does that and there's a miscommunication? Obviously, the driver was totally disappointed.
Well, I would still stay on the positive side of everything because how far would he have gone with two?
Right.
He had never got back into second.
He would have been like everybody else.
But he would have had a little bit better track position. So, yes. I think he made the right call, and it just didn't work out.
I mean, we would be talking about this totally different if there had been a yellow somewhere in there because he was set up to take that lead. All you had to do was tighten the pack up.
Oh, yeah.
And it was his.
If some butts were candy and nuts.
We'd all be fat.
Just like me. God, I like candy. I had a Milky Way bar for dinner tonight. It was really good.
Really? Oh, wow.
Wow. How do we go from racing to eating a Milky Way?
He was talking about
my ADD kicked in.
You got a sponsor coming up on your comments we don't know about?
Boy, I don't know. Let's call Mars. That's a good idea.
And
hey,
you joke,
but
yes, he does. I wish for our heroes this is his sponsor.
Well, we're hoping.
Yeah, well, you know.
Well, we have him on there.
And we go to the nationwide side of it. Once again, and I always hate to bring it up and talk about it all the time, but Danica Patrick, man, again, a nice run, and she wipes out. Kenny, what's the deal with that? Why does she keep wiping out?
I don't know. Did she get taken out this week? I didn't see it.
She did. She was coming up, and it wasn't her fault this time. She wasn't trying to bump anybody out. She was going through, and I can't remember who it was came down on her, and she just spun and lost it. But she was running in the top 10 again.
That means the last 3 weeks it hasn't been her fault. Because Jacques head up my butt, Villeneuve nailed her at Elkhart Lake.
Well,
I forget who got
her
2 weeks ago.
Others.
Yeah. Yep. Oh, yeah, he's a pinball. He's a weapon out there. He don't even need to be in stock. Put him back in Canada and stick him in a... put him on a lawnmower. That'll keep him out of trouble. I don't know. She's just having some bad luck, and I don't think the guys really quite respect her yet.
Right.
And they know they can bump and bruise and bang, and she's just going to have to do something almost spectacular to get those guys to quit doing it or just stick with it and stay there and run tight.
Speaking of the respect thing, she wasn't the only female that made a little bit of headlines there. Look at the Cope, one of the Cope girls, I don't remember which one.
Oh, yeah, she made a headline,
all
right.
She basically got rubbed by Kevin Harvick at the end of the race and then started a Twitter war with him. And then I think he did the best. He goes, well, at least when it's over, I know the other 24 knows how to drive the car or something like
that. Right,
right. So, which was a stab at them, whichever one it was. And I think it's funny that others have said, okay, which Cope was driving? Cause
Harvick just didn't handle traffic right. He's trying to blame somebody else. You made a boo-boo, you know. Get over it. And happen to be a girl,
get over it. You know, I didn't see the incident, so I can't honestly say. Did you guys see the incident?
I saw the highlights of the incident. That's.
Did he really hit her?
Oh, he did on pit row after the race, but it was on the track is what the whole incident. Everybody else says it was Harvick's fault, but when they're coming in post-race, he comes over and tags the side of that car.
And she's getting a lot of hits on Twitter. I think that was more of a media or relations type of thing.
So that was her Twitter account.
She's like, oh, look at me. Oh, anyway,
and it's not hers.
You're listening to?
Theirs.
You're listening to?
Speed Talk.
Every business owner has a dream for someday. At Wells Fargo, we know you've put a lot of hard work into your business, and our bankers are experts at helping you make your someday happen today. We take the time to know you and your unique needs so we can provide customized solutions that make running your business a little easier. Why wait for someday? Talk with a Wells Fargo banker or visit wellsfargo.com/biz today. Wells Fargo, the next stage. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
Today we want to find out how big a good marriage is.
You mean how many people it affects?
Yes.
Let's go find out.
How big is it? I can't measure it.
Big!
It's worldwide.
I would say as big as the universe, and that universe is infinite.
So your marriage affects more than just the two of you.
How many people are we talking about?
I believe 1,000.
Thousands.
Yeah.
If you bring joy to your marriage, people are kind of like, I want that too.
You're drawn to that because you see those nice people being together, being happy, and you want to enjoy that too.
If you were going to take all these people that your marriage has influenced, what kind of building would you need to house them all?
It's going to be quite a big building.
Stadium.
We're not the stadium level. A gymnasium.
Oh, that would have to be a cathedral.
So a good marriage really is good for more than two.
Yeah, a good marriage goes a long way.
Want to improve your marriage? For ideas, go to foryourmarriage.org. A message from the Catholic Church.
Hey, this is Joey Logano. You're listening to Speed Talk with Cliff and Pete.
All right, we're back. Pete LaFuchsia, Kenny Barr, Cliff Tanner, and little grandson Mark Wander joining us and looking at us like we're nuts over here because we're getting a little crazy. And I apologize. I had to get out of that because I saw that woman thing going way out of where it shouldn't have went.
Don't blame him.
Yeah,
No. I have a legitimate question I'm going to ask.
Well, you know, if you remember right, when we interviewed both the Cope
and
Angela Cope and Joanna, they talked about the Danica. They don't have the Danica money to have the equipment. So we've already talked about that.
But the respect aspect, in other words.
Well, they know what the respect is. The more money you get, the more better machine you're going to get.
No. Some of the other drivers, and we'll get off the subject, some of the other drivers have a little more respect for Joanna than they do the other ones because they're kind of going that stripper route where Joanna's taking the high road. I mean, because when I talked with her publicist and said something about, well, they mentioned about her in Monster, she'd be a great thing, come to find out they don't want to be associated with something like that. And I'm like, wow, I don't think that's bad, but
it's
mean,
Bob
that's
Parsons, dude. Look what he's always had when he started that company. It's always been women scantily, you know, women going around and
at GoDaddy, you know,
yeah. So,
yeah, but Bob Parsons is a man I wish I could be.
well, we all do, but you know, he's also been investigated for a lot of illegal stuff along the way.
Really,
too,
did not know that.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, then I retract my last statement.
You know, and he might have been related to Bain Capital. Oh, did I say that? We'll go back to another one. We talk about a lot of things in NASCAR and all kinds of things. If you take a look at IRL, you don't see it happen a lot. It happens once in a while. You take a look at F1, doesn't happen a lot. You take it in NHRA, it doesn't happen a lot. But, guys, you know, I want to get some of your opinions on what's going on here. I mean, first of all, you got the A.J. Allmendinger situation. You know, he tests positive for drugs. And Kenny, you and I discussed that, how bullcrap that was. They took him out less than 2 hours before the race to tell him he can't race because he tested positive for a substance.
Timing was terrible. I read the timeline on jski.com or whatever it is, and it looks to me like somebody could have got in gear a little bit faster and let him know at least a few more hours before because everybody who needed to know knew. So I think that was dirty pool. His career is effectively over in Cup. Nobody's going to touch him with a 10-foot pole. If I was AJ, and I would ignore my lawyers too, and I would vehemently deny, and I'd come right out and say, this is what I did. Otherwise, the silence is deafening on this thing, and it almost everyone's going to assume you're guilty. Now, tell me, there's only one person I know of in the history of sports and drug testing and stuff, well, maybe two, that ever beat the rap once their first positive test came out. Can you remember who they are?
Dwight Gooden.
He's still a cokehead, I think.
No, he was the one, he was the reason they started testing for.
He was good. Ryan Braun last year, the MVP.
Coming back, right, Ryan Braun.
Milwaukee Brewers, and then Lance Armstrong.
And
then that's still all
Well, and that's all blood doping, so that's a little bit different. But everybody else who's gotten caught, down the tubes of their career.
Eventually, yeah. I look at it this way, that he's following the advice of his lawyers because, again, let's put it this way, he's losing a lot of money, the potential loss of a good ride in Cup and all that. He may have a case later on down the road saying, okay, well, here's all this lost money. You screwed up. I didn't. I mean, one of the things I heard, and you said you read it on Jayski, I haven't heard much more, but part of the problem was that was also a vacation week, so some of the people that were doing it, they had people in place, but they weren't the regular ones. So, therefore, there were some people there that really didn't deal with it week in and week out. The doctor,
Are you referring back to the timing of things?
Yeah, the timing of stuff and all that. In other words, that's part of the reason why it waited so late is because
they
didn't have the people in place. It was like the temp agency was running it.
Then maybe they weren't race fans and didn't give a shooby dooby.
Well, that's what I'm guessing.
I
have to disagree with everything, but yet agree with what Kenny said. He's guilty of something. or he would have came right out and said it. I mean, even Jerry Mayfield come right out and said, I've never done that drug. Well, it turns out he has.
Then he
and
did, yeah.
He's been arrested for that and several other things since. But I think he screwed the pooch. And it really makes me sad when I think about it, because I didn't think Jeremy Mayfield, I didn't like the guy because of his attitude and his ego.
But he could drive.
But he could drive. And I was shocked that he actually was a meth head.
Mm-hmm.
And now you got A.J. Allmendinger here, who's had this clean cut thing going on.
He works out, he does out, all this. Yeah.
Well, so did Jeremy Mayfield. Every cup driver works out.
No. But I mean,
I know
that,
a lot of
that
meth
type
heads
of, that
out
type
there
of
that
a,
do that. It doesn't
no,
matter.
That type of. In other words, he's a good, clean, healthy living kid. That type of is yeah, what I was.
Well, apparently he's not, or he wouldn't have tested positive for something.
Well,
I'd be
so,
shouting from the mountaintops.
Now, what if it comes back that he was taking a supplement that at the time wasn't banned, and then they find out it was? Because another thing I found out also is that this drug policy changes every 90 days because they have to add stuff into it. And you and I had this conversation a couple days ago about there are companies out there that are literally looking at a product saying if it contains A, B, C.
We can
take out
that
C, and it has A, B, and D. It still does the same thing. It's not the same product, so it can't be banned. They're literally doing that. Chemists are changing stuff.
Well,
all the
for
time.
AJ's sake, I hope you're right, Pete. Yeah. But still, if you're a gazillionaire and you're LaFuchsia Enterprises, are you going to want to throw $20 million at A.J. Allmendinger, or are you going to want to throw $20 million at Trevor Bayne?
Right, exactly.
Pick your driver there. I'm going to go with the guy who's still squeaky clean and doing well and is great with the media.
Yeah, if he stays in the cup, it's going to be the Baldwins or the
Starting Park
or
something.
Starting Park, yeah. So either way, it's sad to see. But
you don't think Joe Gibbs would take him?
Nope.
No.
Wow.
Yeah, look, the other thing you've got to think about, guys, is his performance hasn't been that great this year.
No, I know.
He jumped into Penske Racing into a damn good ride and has managed to go 23rd most of the year.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a combination of the drug thing and lack of performance.
It's because Kurt Busch likes the Cubs, and the Cubs are in their long drought, so therefore the Kurt Busch curse is now on the 22, so anybody that's in the 29
row. Oh, that's pretty good. What's I thought you were going to go a lot of bigger round the track on that one, but just tied that together pretty fast.
So which ride was he in when he was with Roush? Because they even changed the number. He was in 97, but what did it become, or did that just go away?
Yeah, it was the Sharpie vehicle. But
so 16. I don't know.
Yeah, it was a John Deere car for a long time, so I don't know.
97, okay.
Well, Kurt Busch was gone by the time tonight. When Busch left in 97. Left.
Yeah, I know that. Yeah, and so, what did it become? Was it?
I don't remember.
Oh, okay.
There's so many numbers, but man, we went way over on what I want to talk about there. But
okay.
My biggest thing is, one of the other things I want to talk about is we know that Matt Kenseth has his thing, but before we go into that, we found out Bob Osborne, the crew chief for Carl Edwards, is stepping down due to health reasons. Not sure exactly what's going on there, but I can't help but to think if some of that isn't pressure related. Whether it has to do with sickness or whether it's pressure related, you need to step down, because Carl Edwards is nothing like he was last year as far as having a competitive car.
It's probably stress.
That's what
stress
I mean.
Does some nasty, nasty things. Oh, I thought you meant pressure from Roush.
No, it's stress.
Upstairs.
Yeah.
Well, stress kind of pressure. Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me a bit. I mean, heck, I get stress headaches at work once in a while. I sure ain't dealing with a multi-million-dollar decision every week. It'll come out later, I'm sure, what's really going on health-wise and stuff. I mean, Edwards is still in the chase. What is he, 10th or 11th? And
he's the first one out without a win.
Yeah.
He's like at 11th. Right, he needs to get up in points, or he needs three wins.
It ain't easy, guys. Everybody seems to think that if you're in the chase once or twice, you're going to make it every year. Yeah,
exactly.
It ain't easy. And
there's only one driver
happen,
that's right. Made it every year.
Yeah. Yeah, and who's that, Pete?
Jimmy Johnson.
Yep, there you go.
Who? Is he still racing?
Jimmy what? Yeah, Jeff Gordon's not going to make it this year. There's a lot of guys that aren't going to make it this year. And
well, the thing that surprises me is a guy that's going to make it big is Dale Earnhardt Jr. Goes from barely making it every year to second in points. He's only 16 out, and he's, 24 or 30 points ahead of Biffle in third.
Yeah, well, they got the chemistry going over there finally. The communication's fixed. When Junior says it's loose, they probably go in there and tighten it or make it looser. I just read a great article in one of the magazines I think Pete hooked us up with about how mechanics will get underneath cars and beat and bang and crunch and make a lot of noise and not change a dang thing. Then the driver says, see, I told you that needed more left rear spring. Then they go out and they whip everybody's ass at night. You know, the mechanic just stand there grinning.
All right, real quick, let's take a couple minutes here before we have to take a break. Matt Kenseth, I mean, he's gone.
I know where
he's been
going.
All kinds.
You know where he's going? He call you?
No. I talked to myself a year from our from February of next year. I called him on myself on the phone.
There's a lot of scenarios at work here, guys. I don't think you realize that. There's a lot of scenarios. Where's he going to go? Kenny, let's start with you.
Gibbs.
That's easy. Steal my thunder, butthole.
Hey, I just... I don't think it takes a rocket scientist to figure out where he's going. I think he's going to Gibbs. Yeah. Where else is he going to land, a top-tier team? There ain't really any other seats.
31.
Burton ain't going anywhere.
No.
Yeah, he is.
Nah.
Burton's going to be kicked out.
No.
Watch. Burton's going to be thrown out. He's going to take over to 31. And Childress is going to go to a Ford team again, and his grandson, Austin Dillon, comes in.
Not next year, but 2 years from now.
It'll be this year.
You think he'll move him up next year?
Yes.
I think he wants him to win Truck, Cup, Nationwide, and Cup.
I was thinking about that.
He might.
But right now, he's not out of it by any means. He's only, 3 points down, 4 points now? He'd be up by three or four if he quit cheating or getting caught. But anyway, he'd be up above. But I could see him going to Waltrip even. Honestly. But Gibbs, I think, is a big front runner. I have to give you that.
Hmm.
I could even see Jeff Gordon even going bye-bye.
Hmm. No. Jeff Gordon's there until he retires.
I honestly could see that. Because maybe that might be part of Jeff wanting to get out. I could see that happening.
Here's my other scenario that I talked to myself about in the future, but I couldn't give myself a straight answer. And that was Kenseth will be going to Richard Petty. And driving a third car there because Ford wants to keep him under that banner.
But Petty Motorsports has trouble keeping sponsors right now.
Yeah.
They're also.
I mean, they've had to go broke and change their name a couple of times.
From what I've also heard rumors that they're talking to Dodge about going back to Dodge.
Yeah.
So, I mean.
Okay, maybe I was smoking crack there.
No.
These are actually interesting.
There's that one, but then here's another one, too. Also, rumored head is Ganassi's maybe heading another team because the target money is still that good for them.
Or Stewart House.
Ooh.
You know, I mean, who knows?
Yeah,
but
they just lost Army.
They lost Army, and then there's rumor that Newman may be not with them.
It's his last year.
I thought he had one more year on his contract.
This is his last year of his contract. I could see him moving into that car easily.
Hmm.
Although, I don't think Tony Stewart and Matt Kenseth get along too well.
But it does matter. If you can produce and you can win,
But then again, if you look at it, they talk about sponsorship money with Roush. But is it Roush or is it Kenseth?
I think part of it is Roush. But then to add to Kenseth, he's not a very good salesman. When you see his stuff, when you see some of these other drivers, they throw out, the Napa blah, 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 the so-and-so, the Coca-Cola, Home Depot, Mobil Oil, blah, they say all that stuff. Kenseth is just like an afterthought. He's like, I got to mention Zest.
Well, let's Zest on out of here. You listening to?
Speed Talk.
Hi, this is Eddie Allmendinger, driver of the number 22 Shell Pennzoil Dodge. You're listening to Speed Talk with Pete and Cliff.
Now it's time for the guru of curmudgeonry. Curmudgeonry, that's not even a real word. The Sultan and Critique, it's Cliff's time to comment on Speed Talk.
You should share your hilarious hate with everyone.
Hey, junkies. Man, it seems like it's been forever since I've done one of these, but last week was a whirlwind. We was on vacation the week before, but, you know, Kenny and I have talked about this. Pete and I have talked about this a little bit. But I got to, you know, I'm kind of getting upset the more I read about this thing. But A.J. Allmendinger, you know, everybody knows he's tested positive. And I understand all that. And it's really sad because, you know, you look at a NASCAR driver and you have to wonder since our good buddy Jeremy Mayfield. You know, I was shocked when he tested positive for drugs. Unfortunately, his was a lot worse than what Allmendinger is. But, you know, I guess I'm not understanding the drug testing with NASCAR. I don't think that they seem to be consistent on a few things, and it would take me forever to try to figure that out. The bottom line is they need to get the stuff straight And I'm sorry, it's ridiculous to me. Two things that stand out the most. Number one, you tell the guy an hour and a half before the race is supposed to start, he's suspended, leaving the team to scramble. Well, that's not the team's fault that the boy tested positive, number one. And number two, why in the heck are they not getting the results till the 24th? I mean, we're talking almost 3 weeks when that, you know, the sample's been sitting around. I don't get it. And Allmendinger's going to have his own guys there. And Penske, I got to give him credit, the man standing behind him. The only thing that scares me is, God, AJ, please tell me you're not a Jeremy. I'm out of here.
Fast Lane Cycles Incorporated, located at 100 Gasoline Alley Suite D in Indianapolis, specializes in quality performance for your bike. A distributor for all major suppliers, we can do everything from service and motor work to customizations and insurance estimates. Give us a call at 317-247-8088. Fast Lane Cycles Incorporated at 317-247-8088.
Over the course of history, there have been many great revolutions. The French Revolution, the American Revolution, the Cuban Revolution, and now in 2012, there's a brand new revolution for the fan revolution, IndyProSports.com. That's IndyProSports.com. Indy Pro Sports is for the serious Indiana fan who roots for the Colts, the Pacers, the Indians, and so much more. Make sure you check out IndyProSports.com. Be a part of the revolution on Twitter, Pro Indy, and on Facebook, Indy Pro Sports.
Here we go again.
The best hits. Best hits.
I demand more.
And the biggest variety.
Biggest variety.
I want it, I need it, and I'm going to have it.
There's no other station like it on the planet. WROM, realmsofmusic.com. Playing tomorrow's hottest artist today.
Hi, this is J.J. Ailey, driver of the Cash America Dodge number 46, and you're listening to Speed Talk with Silent Pete and Cliff.
All right, we now got joining us Scott Smith from Lucas Oil Raceway, and I finally said it right, man. I can't believe all them guys. Anyway, Scott, welcome to the show, first of all, buddy. How you doing?
Good. How are you guys?
Hey, we're not doing too bad. Hey, man, you got a couple of cool events coming up, but first we want to talk about the first one, and I got to laugh at this, and no offense against you, but come on, the Messina Wildlife Animal Stopper?
That is, that is the event for the ARCA race is ours. It's the track, but you know, ARCA does a lot of great partnership with Menard stores because they're obviously very highly tied in with ARCA and Menard. So I think that's something that's a new product that you'll be able to find at Central Indiana Menard stores. And but having a sponsor anymore, you guys, you know. From short tracks to NASCAR or ARCA or whatever, having a sponsor is obviously very important these days.
Well, wouldn't like Remington been a little shorter?
It could be.
Well, talk
like,
about.
I'm living out in the country for a while, and you know I've got raccoons to get my trash cans. So it might be something that I need to invest in some night.
Well, you might
or a Remington.
You ought to do that, and yeah, a Remington that would. That would be good, but just remember, you can still make money off of their fur, so keep that in mind, too. But anyway, that's a whole other subject. Sorry, we got
there
off of
go.
That. But you got the ARCA series coming into town, man, and it's kind of be kind of weird for you this year because, obviously, the Nationwide, you know, is going over to the big track, but you still put on a good show no matter what.
Oh, most definitely, and that's, you know, when everything happened last year, you know, that was our – that was and still is our thinking is that, you know, our facility, you know, you're still going to be able to see great stock car racing. You're going to be able to see the entire facility. You're going to be able to see, you know, the entire track as these, you know, racers take battle. And you're still going to see, you know, some of the young up-and-coming racers in stock car racing. So, you know, we're still going to put on a great, you know, great event. And, you know, because it doesn't matter to – you know, a guy that, you know, uses some of his hard-earned money to bring his family out, it doesn't matter to him what we do or don't have as opposed to past seasons. You know, it could be his first time, so we still want everybody to come out and have a great night and really enjoy the racing.
I guess I don't remember. Do you guys have ARC every year? Is this the first time you've had them in a while? Or
this is our second year, last year being the first time we've had we brought them back after a long hiatus. I think it was early to mid-'80s was the last time they had been. And, you know, it wasn't, you know, anything that, you know, one party didn't like the other. It just the schedules couldn't quite match up. And so last year we were able to bring them on for the first time. And they were great partners. It's a great group to work with. And it's been a real pleasure to deal with them.
Well, God knows. I mean, 60 years old this year for ARCA, and they've had some great names come through. You guys doing anything special for the 60th year?
You know, I know ARCA's got a lot of stuff planned for pre-race and to kind of bring some bigger names back and have them take part of it. We had a meeting just last week, you know, talking about what's coming up, and don't want to let, you know, too much out of the bag and what they've got planned, but
sure.
I know that definitely that ARCA's, you know, definitely got a really strong game plan and a lot of added value for the fans that weekend.
Well, Scott, I know they've been down there testing a little bit this week. How's that been going for you?
It's been going good. It's good to see, you know, and I'm going to say kids, but these kids coming up and you know, Eric Jones and Brendan Poole and some of these racers that are starting to come up. And, you know, some have seen the track. They may have raced, you know, CRA Super Series. Some have never seen it. You know, some are saying, well, I've raced it on PlayStation 2 and I've done numerous laps on that. But, you know, they hadn't turned a physical wheel. And that's the cool thing with video games now is you can get that experience. So, you know, nothing beats obviously seat time and figuring it out live and in person. But, hey, more power to them.
Well, Scott, just to let you know, we call them kids too. But, you know, when you're at, you know, I mean, you take Eric Jones, you mentioned him. I mean, he was the youngest guy to ever start an ARCA race at 15. And most of them seem like they're no more 16, 17, 18 years old anymore.
Yeah, but they're real polished now and real fun to deal with. And we've been doing, if you guys, you know, got a lot of listeners out there on Twitter, check out our Twitter account, which is @LucasOilRaceway. We've been doing some really good Twitter chats with a lot of the upcoming drivers, and they're so tied into that right now. And it's a neat way to, you know, converse with them. And they're really good about taking, you know, questions from fans. And we've got a couple more leading up to the race. So, it's been a real fun way to interact with people.
Well, Scott, if people want to come down and check it out, that's going to be on Friday night. What time? And give them some information on how to get tickets.
Gates open at 3:00, and you're going to see something on the track pretty much the entire afternoon, between practice and qualifying and the CRA Super Series. And we'll have two actual races on that Friday night. USAC and the CRA Jake Series will be at the track on Thursday night, USAC Midgets and Silver Crown. And so, you know, we're still two full nights of racing. LucasOilRaceway.com. They've got all the ticket information and, you know, some of the more detailed times. And you can, you know, definitely get tickets in advance if you want some good seats up high. And you can also, get seats the night of each individual race as well.
I got to tell you, folks, if you get a chance to get out there and check it out, it is an awesome facility. And speaking of awesome facilities, Scott, we also got something coming up in what less than 50 days now, right?
Yeah, it's the Mac Tools U.S. Nationals. It's one of those things that it kind of sits off there in the distance, and all of a sudden you're like, oh, my gosh, it's so close. It was good to see you guys in Norwalk at the last NHRA event, and now the team's almost I was driving by some of the shops this afternoon. They're all, you know, pretty much abandoned. They left for the West Coast Swing, which is three races back-to-back starting in Denver. And it's really, you know, these three races, and there's one more before they come to the Nationals. But it's really a time when you're going to see some of the championships, you know, start to, you know, the contenders and the pretenders. And it's a grueling three-race stretch. But when they come to Indy, you know, they're going to have like a week or so off, and they're really going to be ready for that event.
Well, I got to tell you, I mean, you know, do you expect the same type of racing you had last year? I mean, that was some pretty phenomenal stuff you had going on last year.
Most definitely. You know, we work every year, you know, on the track level, and then with NHRA Full Throttle, Safety Safari comes in and, you know, get the track in pristine shape and just really give them the best surface available. NHRA limits the amount of testing the teams can do, and almost all the teams will save at least a couple tests for before the U.S. Nationals. So it's a great way, you know, for them to learn, you know, any nuances of the track over the course of the season, and just really gives them a lot of, you know, good data going into the event.
Scott, you mentioned that the NHRA only allows so much testing. What about when you got an event like at Norwalk where they have the night under fire and they bring in some drivers and all that? Is that considered testing, or is that just something they do on their own?
You know, I'm not sure of how 100% how the ins and outs of that work, but I believe that that is classified as a test days. Top Fuel and Funny Car especially have the testing restrictions, and I believe that is classified as a test day, I believe. I can look that up and get back to you guys, but you know, to kind of level out the playing field among all the teams, and you know, it's definitely a great money saver, and I know a lot of teams have been appreciative of that.
Again, Scott, before we get into, you know, how to get tickets and all that, I'm gonna put you on the spot. Here we are, we're getting close to countdown time. Who do you think is going to be the front runners, or who do you think will be a couple of the favorites to win these division this year?
I think Top Fuel. I think Spencer Massey and that team is really starting to hit their stride. Steve Torrance, though, I mean, he's been a really cool, you know, addition to the mix, and that team, you know, starting to come out more often and really get in the mix. So, you know, I think Spencer, but, you know, Schumacher is starting to run a little bit better, so you know, I definitely think we'll see what they've got going on. In Funny Car, I still think Robert Height is one of the stronger cars. He and Caps, I think, are going to be really strong. I think Robert's, you know, kind of not held back, but I think they're trying different things. And maybe, you know, once they get into the tail end of the season, they're going to have a lot of data under their belts. In Pro Stock, I think it's Greg and Jason. You know, they're Greg Anderson and Jason Lyon, they're, you know, such strong competitors out there. And even with, you know, changing body styles, going from Pontiacs to the Chevy Camaros, they really haven't missed much of a beat. And then Pro Stock Motorcycle, it's going to be Harley-Davidson with Eddie and Andrew up against the Uranas, Hector Senior and Junior, I think, going down to the stretch run.
Well, you know, that brings up another point, if you don't mind me asking another quick question here about that. But, you know, as we know, the Harley-Davidsons are just dominating, and they were dominating earlier in the year, and they put on some extra pounds, but yet they're still dominating. What's going on with all that?
I think it's – you look at racing as a whole, and, you know, sometimes there's not – you know, talking with these guys and the teams, there's not much difference between number one qualifier – and putting it on the trailer and not even making the show.
Right.
And again, talking about sponsorship, I think that's, you know, kind of the same between, you know, NHRA or a local short track tie. You've got to be really on top of it. And some teams are just able to find just that little bit. And I think that's what we're seeing right now.
All right, Scott. Well, I appreciate you joining us again, man. Let them know how to get, again, the ARCA and the U.S. National tickets.
LucasOilRaceway.com is a great way to find out a lot of the information. NHRA.com obviously has got a lot of, you know, NHRA information leading up, and our Twitter account is @LucasOilRaceway, and you'll see a lot more stuff. And we try to be really interactive with the fans. So, you know, if anybody's got a question or just wants even to know a good place to go eat while they're out here, just hit us up on Twitter, and we'll definitely get them all hooked up.
Well, Scott Smith, I appreciate you joining us again from Lucas Oil Raceway down there, and I'm sure we'll be talking to you a lot more before as the Nationals come up.
Sounds good. Can't wait to see you guys.
All right, thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
All right, Scott Smith, the big guru for the NHRA and ARCA, or excuse me, not ARCA, but Lucas Oil Raceway. Man, always fun to watch him get a little bit of insight. All right, you're listening to
Speed Talk.
Now is the time where you can ask a real-life mechanic how things work on a race car. It's Speed Talk's own Kenny Barr and 1 Minute with a Mechanic. Kenny attempts to answer your questions about anything mechanical in under 1 minute.
It's 1 Minute with a Mechanic, brought to you by Wish for Our Heroes, doing great things for American veterans. Check them out, junkies, wishesforourheroes.org.
Hey, junkies, this week we heard from Scott Owen out of Tightwad, Missouri. And yeah, that's another one of them strange names I looked up, and it is a legitimate city in, well, probably a town in Missouri. And like a lot of our loyal listeners, he's an internet junkie and simply clicks on RadioSpeedTalk.com for his weekly fix. Now, Scott asked, recently I have seen dirt racers not lifting the left front tire when they're going down the straightaway. You recently said the big thing on dirt is grip. So what gives? Hey, Scott, that's a great observation, and I have noticed the same thing. Dirt racers have recently discovered that with the proper spring and shock packages and focusing more on steering geometry, they're turning better lap times with all four tires on the ground as opposed to lifting the left front, although the fans really like the left front being off the ground better. This is just a matter of normal evolution of racing. Racers are always looking to build a better mousetrap or, you know, a faster race car, and grip is still of the utmost importance, but it's the combination of handling and grip that's making these cars even faster. So, guys, keep sliding these questions to me. A quick link on both sides of the website, or email to Kenny at RadioSpeedTalk.com, or I'm on Twitter at KennyBar52.
Over the course of history, there have been many great revolutions. The French Revolution, the American Revolution, the Cuban Revolution, and now in 2012, there's a brand new revolution for the Fan Revolution, IndyProSports.com. That's IndyProSports.com. IndyProSports is for the serious Indiana fan who roots for the Colts, the Pacers, the Indians, and so much more. Make sure you check out IndyProSports.com. Be a part of the revolution on Twitter, Pro Indy, and on Facebook, Indy Pro Sports.
Today's consumer spends 1.4 times as many hours using social networking sites than reading and responding to email. Marquee Solutions works with your company to build a solid social strategy. They are with you from start to finish, always there to help you navigate through the complexities of social media. Call Marquee Solutions today, 317-903-8063. That's 317-903-8063. Marquee Solutions. Work with them today.
Fastlane Cycles Incorporated, located at 100 Gasoline Alley Suite D in Indianapolis, specializes in quality performance for your bike. A distributor for all major suppliers, we can do everything from service and motor work to customizations and insurance estimates. Give us a call at 317-247-8088. Fastlane Cycles Incorporated at 317-247-8088.
Hi, this is Craig Bontrager, driver of the number 49 late model truck at Plymouth Speedway and member of the Speed Talk family of drivers. You're listening to Speed Talk with Cliff and Pete.
Welcome back. It is that time again. Pete LaFuchsia, Kenny Barr, Cliff Tanner, and my little grandson, Mark Wander. I shouldn't say little, man. That boy's growing up. He's almost as tall as I am, and he's only 12. But you come along. You sure you don't want to do a prediction or two in here, man? Okay. He says, yeah, no, he doesn't.
I can give him a microphone.
Yeah, he doesn't want to. You sure?
All right, you want to predict at least one?
All right, let's talk about last week. It really wasn't that difficult to pick, since we only did two.
Oh, really? Yeah, okay. Last week's over with. Let's go to next week.
This week, real quick, like last week anyway.
Gee, thanks, Cliff. I thought you were my friend.
I am your friend, man. You know, you
there are no friends in prediction.
If it makes you feel any better, I've had a worse showing than this before, so relax.
I can't. Okay? No, man. Okay.
Anyway, Kenny had a rough time last week. He had a 6 and a 30 place finish, and Pete had a 9 and a 10 finish, and I had a 1 and an 8.
One and an eight.
Kenny, that's not your worst finish.
The fix is in.
Yeah, I wish.
Week 7, you had a worse one.
Gee, thanks, Pete. That makes me feel a whole hell of a lot better.
18.7.
Well, it doesn't matter. We had a good time doing it anyway, and sorry we missed a nationwide. I don't know what happened there. It was a, you know, just a little bit
we
of a
we dropped the
flip.
Ball.
But anyway, the season total now is Pete has an 8.95, Kenny a 9.02, and I got an 8.2. I ended up with a 4.5 finish this last week. Pete was 9.5 and Kenny 18. So anyway, we decided, since everybody's off but NASCAR, apparently, this week. I shouldn't say NASCAR. Sprint is off this week as we're getting ready for the big Brickyard 400. And, yes, folks, I know it's probably called a million different things, but I'm still calling it the Brickyard.
Yeah. It's still got Brickyard in there somewhere.
Just like Lucas Oil, I still call it IRP. So,
yep.
You know, it's hard not to. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, this week we're going to go with NHRA and the Top Fuel Funny Car. We're going to go Nationwide and Camping in the NASCAR Series. IRL and Edmonton ARCA and the CRA JAG All-Star Race, which is coming up in Anderson. So we'll start with a funny car. And, Kenny, who'd you pick for that? That's out in Denver.
Ron Capps.
Ron
ditto.
Capps. All right. Pete's going that. I'm going to say
ditto. I thought they were Rush Limbaugh people.
All right. Beckman is who I'm going to pick on that. And the Top Fuel, Kenny.
That must mean speed up. Tony Schumacher.
Same here.
Spencer Massey.
All right. There we go. Nationwide.
Elliott Sadler.
Austin Dillon.
And what's what I got? Kieslowski?
Kieslowski. Anyway, Camping World.
Ty Dillon.
Peters.
Yeah, I had to go with him, too, because I think he's going to win back-to-back. IRL in Edmonton.
The new GoDaddy spokesman, James Hinchcliffe.
I think we're going to go with Mr. Castro Neves.
I think Hunter Ray's getting number four. And we're going into ARCA again at Chicago.
Alex Bowman.
Ditto.
Eric Jones, man. We talked about him a little bit earlier. And the JAGS All-Star Race out in Anderson.
Daniel Hemric.
Cody Coughlin.
And I'm going to go Chad Finley. There you go. See
what
happens.
That's where I'm making up my time right there.
There you go. And you might.
And you know what a pain in the butt this is going to be for me on Tuesday trying to find out.
Hey, you chose seven races, you big dummy.
I know. Well, we had somebody else that wanted a bunch of races that was supposed to be a guest, and we'll have him on next week.
I just had a flashback. We're going to call this Kenny and Son. You big dummy.
You big dummy.
You big dummy.
You're listening to
Speed Talk.
I'm Roger Curtis, president of Michigan International Speedway and a fellow race fan. There's only so much time and money to do the things you really love in life. That's why we're making sure your time at the track this summer is better than ever. MIS is dedicated to delivering exciting NASCAR racing and a great escape with friends and family. You've earned your fun this summer, and MIS is committed to making sure you get it. We'll see you at the track. Michigan International Speedway. It's your speed.
The Air National Guard is a reserve component of the United States Air Force and serves alongside active duty Air Force members in times of a national crisis. With over 95 different career opportunities to choose from and 100% paid college tuition to any state-funded college, why not give us a call? Call 1-800-841-3103 or visit online at goang.com to find out more. The Air National Guard, guarding America, defending freedom.
For fresher spices at better prices, visit AmericanSpice.com, the world's largest online spice retailer. You're just a click away from a huge selection of spices and blends. AmericanSpice.com has everything from the most popular spices and rubs to hard-to-find hot sauces, popcorn, and condiments. Make our charcoal seasoning part of your secret recipe. Visit AmericanSpice.com and discover prices lower than national grocery chains and unique gift sets for any occasion. AmericanSpice.com. Fresher spices, better prices.
This is Joey Chitwood, and I just want to let you know that Roger Curtis, president of Michigan National Speedway, kicks my butt. And you're listening to Speed Talk with Stephen Cliff. All right. I'll cut a real one now. This is Roger Curtis, and you're listening to Speed Talk with Pete and Cliff.
Well, that's it, folks. Long show, quick show, however you want to look at it, I guess.
A fun show.
Tune in next week and see if Kenny's going to take his ball and run after predictions.
Already did.
I thought a couple times you were going to go home.
I quit
playing this game.
I'm going to quit thinking this game.
Who's dead last overall?
Hold on, notice. I kicked your butts and I was not gloating.
It's your segment, though. You're not going to quit your own segment.
Oh, so now you acknowledge it as my segment.
It is.
I've always said that. I don't know why.
Pete's prognostication.
It's always been yours. You're more welcome to do
prognosticator
it.
Prognosticator,
yeah.
Pete.
Yeah. Better
prognosticator. That sounds like a medical term.
Well, I know a couple of people that
what's
got
going?
That.
Anyway, I got to go get prognosticated by the doctor. I
want to thank Scott Smith again from Lucas Oil Raceway and the NHRA. I want to thank our staff, Tom Wolf, Josh Brewer, Rod Tanner, Tim Bond, and also our 1 minute with a mechanic and guru, associate producer Kenny Barr. Check us out on the internet, radiospeedtalk.com, Twitter, at
KennyBarr52.
Or SpeedTalk2, where it's, well, I'll be on. And become our friends on Facebook, facebook.com/RadioSpeedTalk, excuse me. And Pete, we're also
on iTunes.
All right, there you go. Speed Talk, a production of Laughing Cliff Media. Copyright July 2012. All rights are reserved for my co-host, partners, and crime. We got Pete LaPuscia and Kenny Barr. I'm Cliff Tanner. Remember, if it has an engine, it goes fast. You'll hear about it on
Speed. If you want to get pernoxicated, I got Doc Smith's phone number here.
Talk.
We'll get on Speed Talk. Bye.
Join us next week for The Balance. In the meantime, check us out on Twitter, T-Balance, or Facebook, The Balance, or online at www.thebalanceonline.com.